Do not adjust your radio dial. You are tuned in to the Mark Order Podcast. Join the Mark Order.
Getting ready for gear tonight. On a Saturday night, we have a pay-per-view. So on a Saturday afternoon, we're doing a preview show here on the Mark Order Podcast. We got a bunch of previews to run through for you guys here today. We've been talking about the build-up to the pay-per-view for weeks now. So we're not going to cover backstory, but we're going to give you our predictions and preview everything. We've got Keith the Great with us. We've got Asian Joe with us. And Ryan will be joining us shortly here. So we'll get his, I guess, positive take on everything. If there's nothing else.
I just want both guys to have fun, is what he'll say the entire time. So,
you know what he'll just say? Time limit draw. I just want everybody to have fun, and I want it all to be good.
That's right.
So, hey, everybody. Hope everybody's doing good on a Saturday.
Ants, are your gears full?
My gears are full. They're not grinding.
That's great.
I feel like we're in a good spot.
I think that's good.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't want your gears grinding headed into a pay-per-view. You want them full and intact, ready to go.
Right. Lubricated, just the right amount, so there's no slippage.
No, don't want that.
I think we're good. All right, gang. So let's just dive right in because we've got a bunch of matches to talk through. I think there's quick count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 matches on the card. Including a 0 hour match. So, of course, everybody should know that you can catch the 0 hour live at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Pacific. And of course, it's going to be hosted by RJ City, the always ravishing Renee Paquette. And I guess Stokes is going to be involved too, because he's in the little graphic here. But the big thing we should talk about during the 0 hour is a match they've been building to with the stories every week is MJF and his mystery partner versus the Guns for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. So, of course, the only back thing that we'll discuss here is Adam Cole is unavailable. So we have to have a mystery partner. There have been a number of people who've offered services, but Samoa Joe is really the only one. So I guess, gang, we obviously want to talk about who we think the winner is going to be of this match, but also who do we think the mystery partner is going to be for MJF? Kate, I'm going to throw it to you first.
Hot take. I think that MJF retains on his own. I think multiple people offer his services, but he just can't picture doing it without Adam Cole. Like, I think Roddy offers his services and he says no, and I think Samoa Joe offers his services and he says no. I don't like it, but I think that's where the story is going. MJF retains alone. I'm not a fan of it, but I do think that's where it's going.
I don't know if I necessarily call that a hot take. We saw it once. My only fear with MJF doing it on his own is like this becomes a one-trick pony. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Oh,
I'm not going to pick a partner because I don't want to mess up my friendship. But, you know, I don't know. There's a lot in play with this match, too, because it's the Guns. Right. So Bullet Club Gold is lurking.
We also just buried the ROH TV title. I don't need to bury the tag titles further, but I do think that's what's happening.
So MJF's going to retain according to Kate. Joe, what do you think here?
I am going to go the opposite way. I'm going to go with the guns. I think Max will do it alone. And I think he has to do it alone just to keep all the contenders coming after him, Joe and Wardlow and everyone else. And I think that, you know, he loses to the guns. The guns can do whatever with it, with the title belts. And then MJF can kind of feel a little bit like he let Adam down. And that's kind of progressing the story of guilt and, you know, being introspective.
Okay. Well, that's two for MJF going it alone. I am going to go with MJF is going to break down and partner with Samoa Joe. But I think that they are unable to work together. And I'm going to say that MJF loses those titles to the guns. Now, I don't know whether that's going to be Joe sort of like costing MJF those titles, or maybe not sort of helping when he should help, maybe even walking away. I mean, he does love a good walk away. So I think it's going to be Samoa Joe. I think they've been leading us down that track. I think it's going to happen, but I don't think he's going to retain. So that also, I think, can play into drama later in the night, right? Because MJF is so heated, and we'll see what happens when we get to the main event. So I think we're set on the 0 hour. That's the only match right now that is announced. So that's what we're sticking with. Now we get into the main card, and I'm doing this in order of how I think things are going to go on the card. So take it all with a grain of salt, people. But we're going to start off with our, I guess you would call this World Tag Team Championship, an AEW World Tag Team Championship, number one contenders match, the Golden Jets versus the Young Bucks. So this whole Elite versus Kenny and Chris Jericho thing is boiled over. We did see the street fight, you know, wound up going the way it needs to go, right over the Callis family. So I think the Jets are riding high. But I'm interested, Joe, in seeing what you think is going to happen with this match.
I think, looking at my notes, I have the Bucks winning to hang on to their title shot. I think it leaves more for them to keep that title shot going forward. And we don't need Kenny and Chris to be a team that much longer. So that's why I picked the Bucks.
Okay. Joe's going Bucks. Kate, how do you think this plays out?
I might be voting with my heart instead of my head here because I have no interest in the Golden Jets whatsoever. So I'm going to go with the Young Bucks holding on to their title shot as well, hoping that this sets up a feud between Kenny and Jericho, with Kenny flipping over to the heel side. Looks like the Bucks were working pretty heelish. Maybe Kenny realizes that those friends are who he's more successful with. I do feel like if the Golden Jets win, they are going to be your new tag champions sooner rather than later. And let me tell you, I don't want to see that. So might be thinking with my heart instead of my head, but I'm going with the Bucks.
Yeah, I think we're sweeping.
In their hometown.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to sweep this category. I'm also picking the Bucks. It's Los Angeles, right? So hometown enough for the Bucks. But I also, again, maybe with my heart here, I just don't want to see another Elite sort of feud within story. Like, they've done this a few times. I don't want to see it again. So I'm hoping it's the Bucks. Like you, Kate, I hope Kenny sort of heel flips. Maybe something happens during this match where, again, you know, him and Jericho have been working so well together. Something doesn't go right. Jericho blames Kenny. Kenny blames Jericho. Feud, I like that. But I really just don't need to see another feud within the Elite happening. So that's why I'm going Bucks. And I'm glad we're all in the same boat. Now, if we could speak for Ryan, I think he would say, you know, it's a lot of fun. I just think it's going to be fun. And they're all going to have fun. And it's going to be great. And, you know, maybe they're just going to time limit draw it. Maybe that's how we do it.
I think Ryan would say it's going to be tied for the best match on the card with every other match on the card.
Yeah.
You'd also probably predict some spots for you.
Don't even get me started. I was very glad he wasn't in here to talk about the possibility of Samoa Joe, because I am not over it from Wednesday. Not over it.
I'm not going to lie, though, Kate. I did enjoy saying Samoa Joe does like to walk away. And you
that,
did.
No, that was.
You did approve. So. So let's keep moving on. The next match that I think is going to pop up on the card here is our TBS Championship three-way match. Julia Hart versus Chris Statlander versus Sky Blue. Again, there's a lot of stories at play here, right? We've been following the Sky Blue. Is she turning? Is she not? She's wearing Scooby-Doo, but she's evil. She spit blue mist on Julia Hart's chest. Like, I don't know what's going on there. I think Chris Stat, personally, I'll start out here. I think Chris Stat's going to retain. So I don't think there's going to be any change there. But what I do think we're going to sort of get into is some sort of hopefully story or program between Julia Hart and Sky Blue that will finally sort of tell us, like, okay, Sky Blue is heel, or she is face, or she's some sort of weird tweener. But I think we have to get an answer here on sort of what's up with Sky Blue and Julia Hart. Either way, Chris Stat retains in my book. Kate, what do you think?
I'm going to go Julia Hart here, actually. I think she's been white hot every time that she's been in front of a crowd. I think her Wrestle Dream match was her strongest performance, and they want to keep that momentum going. I also think that sets up a nice lineage of Julia to Willow, if you want to go in that route. I just think that Chris Statlander has had a great reign, and if you want to make a new star with that reign, this is your opportunity to do it. And just in general, AEW does not do triple threats a lot. I think it's a triple threat to probably protect Chris Statlander in the process. The interesting dynamic between Julia and Sky could come into play. Sky could lay down for Julia. There's a lot of possibilities here. So I'm going to go with Julia Hart for this one.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all. Joe, what do you think?
I am also going with Julia Hart. I think now is the time to pull the trigger on her with the way that she's been getting over with the crowds. Her character work has always been solid. Her in-ring ability has been improving. So it just makes sense to put the title on her. And I think maybe we have Sky cost Statlander the belt in this three-way, in this triple threat match. And that way, Sky and Statlander can go off and have their program, since that's been kind of building as well.
Yeah, you know, and if something like that does happen, it does protect Chris Statlander, right? Because they've really been pushing her as like a powerhouse, maybe not necessarily a monster, right? But, you know, the strong sort of powerhouse competitor within the women's division. So I don't hate that either. I think Chris Stat, I don't hate Julia Hart. I don't think there's a chance Sky Blue wins this, just because she's still just a little too green. But she's earned her spot in this match, so good for her. And I'm just hoping they put on a good performance, because we've seen some TBS championship matches in the past where there were high hopes and they fall flat during the big show. So fingers crossed that we just get a good match here. But let's continue on. We've got more to talk about here. And in one of the bigger matches on the card, potential to steal this show, maybe is the best match of the night, in my opinion, is going to be the Texas Death Match, Hangman Adam Page versus Swerve Strickland. This is their second match. And the first one was awesome. I don't believe there were any stipulations in that first one, like no, you know, special match. So I think that this has been a great feud that's been building. Let's also not forget, as the graphic shows, Nana's lurking in the background, right? So Hangman does sort of have another factor to look out for here. Kate, that wasn't lost on me, your Nana dance.
You just said his name, so I had to. It's like a Pavlovian response, you know?
You have to. I want to go with Joe first here. What do you think?
I agree with you. That could probably be right up there for match of the night. And due to the fact that it's the second match between the two, I think the logical pick is Hangman, with Swerve having won at WrestleDream. So I think Hangman wins this one, which obviously sets up for the rubber match down the road.
Okay. Kate, what do we think about the Texas Death Match?
I'm going to go with Hangman on this one as well. He has so many Texas Death Matches already under his belt in AEW. I think you go with Hangman here, not only to even the numbers game, but also because Swerve was very, very over in his hometown when they ran this the first way. I think you want to solidify him as that heel in this feud. I think he's done that by breaking into Hangman's house, but you got to let Adam Page get his heat back here. I wouldn't be completely shocked if Swerve won, though, because we're seeing some like heelish tendencies from Adam Page. And if Kenny flips heel in that match with Jericho, Hangman turning heel to have a fully heel elite is something that definitely appeals to me. But wrestling math tells me Hangman Adam Page is going over here and we get a trilogy out of this rubber match down the road, as Joe said.
Yeah, I'm leaning in the same direction. As much as my favorite sign in a long time that I've seen in the crowd said, I too swerve when I drive. I do think it's going to go for Hangman Adam Page, so that we do get the third match in this trilogy. You know, it could be something where we really have to see Hangman Adam Page go violent, almost pushing him to the verge of heel, right? And maybe that could be a way where he's not really heel, but he can sort of fit in with that elite heel group that we think might form. But I do think it's going to be Hangman Adam Page, and we head for the rubber match. Now, joining the show, we do have Ryan. Ryan, we didn't give any of your predictions besides the general. We think that most of your responses will be something like, I just hope it's fun. I hope that the whole group has a lot of fun. Maybe it'll be a time we start here with this match. Tell us what you think is going to happen.
Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. I just want everyone to have fun. I want Hangman and Swerve to go in and dance around and have a good time.
Oh, Ryan, thank God that you're here. We could never have gotten that insight without you. Thought you maybe just walked away from us.
You know, have we gotten to Joe yet? Because I would love to talk about Samoa Joe. But Swerve is going to win. This is his breakthrough feud. This is what establishes him in the main event of AEW. It has to be him that wins. I think this is going to get very violent. I think there's going to be some great spots that I get to talk about later, because I care the most about spots. And I'm real excited for it.
Well, that's fun. And I forgot to use the Ryan voice when we were talking about Ryan earlier. So I just could really quickly, it could have been.
This will be fun. I think this will be a lot of fun. This will be a good match.
So, I mean, that's fine. So Ryan, just to catch you up, because we do want to hear your thoughts. Hold on. We do want to hear your thoughts. We'll go back real quick to make sure that you're up to speed. So we did touch on these
two quick picks or three quick picks.
Yeah. The 0 hour match. MJF and Mystery Partner versus the Guns. So there were two questions to the panel. One is, do you think there's going to be a Mystery Partner, and who would that be, and who will win the match?
So there is going to be a Mystery Partner. It's going to be Samoa Joe, and he's going to walk away during the match and leave.
Already made the joke. You're late.
Yeah, Ryan, I hope you know that's not an original thought. I already said it.
It's all right. I'm taking it as mine now anyway. I didn't hear it get said. Sadly, I think MJF's going to win, even though he shouldn't win when he's in a handicap match. I hate that. And I actually think the Guns would be better off with the belts, because they might actually appear on our Weech TV, which if it airs at the scheduled time.
Okay. How about the World Tag Team Championship number one contenders match, the Bucks versus the Golden Jets?
The Bucks. This is the Bucks full on. I think I've heard a couple of people think that Jericho is going to turn on Kenny. I disagree. I think this is the Bucks and Kenny's heel turn, and Kenny turns on Jericho. I think this is the way that goes, and I think the Bucks win as a result.
Yeah, I think we're, just so you know, Ryan, we're sort of all in agreement with that. I think, like, I had a different way of Kenny getting heel, but we're all sort of along the same track. They're all going to sort of turn heel. Let's see. Next match that we had, if I can backtrack here quickly, the TBS Championship three-way match, Chris Statlander, Julia Hart, and Sky Blue.
I want Stat to win. I think she deserves a little bit better of a reign than she's been given, but they're not including her in any story, which makes me think this is Julia Hart's time because she actually has like three stories going on. So I'm going to go with Julia Hart based on story.
Okay. And then you're up to speed because we just talked about the Texas Death Match. So now that we're all here, let's continue on. Next match, and Ryan, just so you know, I'm doing these in a prediction order, right? Like, next one that I have is our AEW World Tag Team Championship four-way match, LFI, which is Rouge and Drillistico, versus Ricky Starks and Big Bill, versus FTR, versus the House of Black, which appears like it's going to be Malachi Black and Brody King. Ryan, since you're coming in a hair late, why don't we start with you here and you tell us who you think is going to win this match.
This is a tough one. I don't think it's House of Black or LFI. I don't think either one of those win. I think they're involved in other stuff. So it comes down between Ricky and Big Bill versus FTR. I'm leaning towards FTR, so that's going to be my prediction, but I actually prefer Ricky and Big Bill simply because it makes the whole story just work better than if you had them win to have them lose. Like, if you're going to do it, lean into it. But unfortunately, I'm going to still go with FTR for the Ryan.
Okay. I mean, I guess you got to stick with it. Joe, let's go to you next. Who do you think is going to come out on top of this match?
I'm going with FTR based on the earlier pick of the Bucks winning their number one contender match. I think that sets up for the match that we were, thought we were going to have before FTR dropped the belts. FTR, course correct.
Okay, Kate, what do you think?
Zach, same thought. I would not be surprised to see Big Bill and Ricky retain. Billy, he's not like a Billy dude. would not be surprised to see them retain. But I do think FTR Bucks, again, is the way that you're trying to go. Very surprised that they didn't do this in the Bucks hometown. I feel like that would have made the most sense. The Bucks could have gotten their win back there, but this is perfectly fine. FTR gets another title reign, a nice reset. I think you get some dissension probably from Ricky and Big Bill because I don't see them being a long-term tag team, but good stuff here. Also, I know we're not doing bonus points, but I would really like to see the Grizzled Young Vets show up here. Maybe challenge there, maybe come in at that ROH title picture as well. Hottest free agent team on the market, probably excluding Impact because nobody knows what their contracts look like over there. But I think they would be a phenomenal fit for the ROH tag division. I think they would be a great fit for the AEW tag division. And give me the Grizzled Young Vets versus FTR any day of the week, please. Would love to see them show up.
Not bad. I like that. I'm also going to go FTR here, much like, I mean, it's a clean sweep from us. I think FTR is going to win. I think now you set up the Young Bucks FTR match. I think they do it at World's End to sort of send the year off with a bang and hopefully have a good match there. I also don't think Ricky Starks and Big Bill are long as a team for this world, but I don't hate them together. Like, it would be one thing if I hated them together. I think they actually really complement each other pretty well. But I just still don't see it that long. Maybe we push Ricky Starks on to something else. But either way, I think that I think that we're headed towards FTR Young Bucks at World's End. All right, moving on to the next match that we think is going to happen on the card. It's going to be our international championship match. Orange Cassidy versus John Moxley. This is their second match. So, Kate, let's get your thoughts on this one first.
I think Moxley is walking out your international champion on this one. I think this whole reign with Orange Cassidy was only because of the injury that happened to Moxley in the first place. So this is a way to reset that. I think it was a fun idea to throw it back on Orange Cassidy. And you can have OC chasing John Moxley for a good long portion of his career with us. I think this is a really fun character development of John Moxley being kind of the bane of Orange Cassidy's existence in this way. Their first match was set up in such like a friendly way of Orange Cassidy saying, you're always the guy to put this company on your shoulders whenever S hits the fan. This can have a little bit more animosity in there. I'm looking forward to this match a lot based on their first one, but I think John Moxley, your international champion, has some work to do, and some of that work is going to be in Japan, I think.
Okay. Joe, what do you think?
I'm going with Mox as well. I think Mox will just whoop that ass of Orange Cassidy. I think he's shown Orange that it takes a different level of intensity to beat Mox. I know Orange has tried to be a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more serious, but I think this is going to be a learning lesson for Orange, and he'll lose the belt now, and then maybe he comes back later, and when he faces Mox down the road, he knows he'll have to really, level up to try to take him on.
Okay, Ryan, what do you think?
Sadly, I think it's going to be Moxley, and it's sadly because I'm an Orange Cassidy fan, but I think Mox is who they wanted all along, but he got injured. I think I'm going to remove Kate from stream because I have that ability. Mox is clearly who they wanted, but injury got in the way. I think it's going to be Mox because they have the stories they want to tell there. What sucks is it kind of changes the story for OC, because the story when he lost it the first time was that he was so beaten up and so tired, but now he doesn't really. I guess he kind of has that because he didn't really have long off. So it's an interesting story. Kate, you're going to be removed.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Hey, children, let's behave.
I don't walk away from this podcast, so.
That's true. So
that's just not true at all.
Well, not mid-show. I mean, if the internet
also
I was going to say it's not by choice.
It's not voluntary.
or computer just rebooting. I also think that Moxley's going to win here. It's the second match, but I think we do get a third from them. Even though there's no sort of like special stipulation, I do think that this is going to get pretty violent, and it's going to push Orange Cassidy to his limits. He's not going to get there, but I think in a third match, he does finally get there and sort of win the total respect of John Moxley. Because Moxley says, like, hey, I respect you, but not really, So we'll see. We'll see what happens, but I think Moxley comes out on top. And I think the next match also has a lot of potential, believe it or not, to be a match of the night candidate. It's the AEW Women's World Championship match, Hikaru Shida versus Timeless Toni Storm. So we know obviously everything going on here with Timeless Toni Storm just evolving. And now Mariah May is here. And she's sort of like the big fangirl. A lot of people, we were talking Wednesday, said they want to see almost like an understudy thing. I think there's a lot going on here. I'll start out with this one since I don't start out a lot. I think it's time for Timeless Toni Storm to win the belt. She's super hot right now. And I think sometimes when you're really hot, you don't need to have a belt. But I think her character warrants the belt. Because even though she's great and sort of devolved chasing the title, I think she goes next level when she wins the title and becomes even more insufferable as Timeless Toni Storm. So put it on her, and then let's move Sheeta on to something else and move other people into the picture. But I'm saying Timeless Toni Storm. Ryan, we'll go to you next. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to end up agreeing with you. While I love the idea that she lost, she loses and goes insane, the thought that she's so insufferable as champion, plus now with Mariah May there, it works for her because the champ has her understudy. So I'm with you. I have Toni Storm winning the belt, and I'm wondering if there's a way they can make it look black and white when she walks out. I don't know the technology. Not talking CGI. I mean, physically make the belt look black and white, because that would be awesome.
I mean, I think they will do everything they can to keep that black and white gimmick up. I mean, it's fantastic. Also, Ryan, I think it was you. Maybe it was Joe. I don't remember. Somebody said they want to see a Timeless Toni Storm black and white figure. That was Joe. Sorry, Joe.
Joe had that great idea.
He said downloadable character, though, which is also true.
Yeah. Well, I don't
There's
know.
If a you... lot of that is a merchandiser's dream.
They did. I don't know if it's still out there, but I saw it. I'm not into the collecting them, but those micro brawlers, the little rubber characters, they did a black and white Toni Storm, Timeless Toni Storm. It looked really fun, but I can't spend like 20 or 30 bucks on a little piece of rubber. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, Kate, what do you think here?
Yeah, I think they've kind of telegraphed this a little bit too. I think the Mariah May arc pretty much solidifies that this is going to be Toni Storm's moving forward. Shout out to Sheeta for being such a workhorse anytime they need her to in this division. This reign has been great. Her reactions to Toni Storm have been hysterical on screen. But I think having an intentional Toni Storm title reign instead of just default by injury, I think is a really refreshing thing. And this character is just white hot right now. Also, but another nice title lineage pass along. If you want to make this transitional to Mariah May, that would be kind of the fastest incoming talent to rise up the ranks. And it's cool that that's happening in the women's division. Normally they have to like earn their wins. I think Mariah May walking right into the story could be a really fun way to get her to the belt quickly, but also in a natural progression. Good stuff here. Very much looking forward to the in-ring on this as well.
And also, just to tag onto your Mariah May climbing the ranks really fast, talk about another way to make Toni Storm devolve into chaos.
Yes.
He loses to somebody who's her biggest fan. I mean, it's
perfect.
Just, it could be awesome. Joe, what do you think here?
Shocker. I am also going to go with Toni. It's time. So, and yeah, Sheeta got her nice moment. She got to be the first ever three-time champion. So I think that plays off her history with the company. And like Kate said, she's a workhorse, and we can always fall back on her later on. But yeah, I think there's just a lot of fun we can have with Toni in the title.
Any thoughts about Thunder Rosa coming back as an intermittent challenger for Toni? I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, it's weird because we haven't gotten a ton of Thunder Rosa updates, but like I know that I did see somewhere on her Instagram or something, like she put a picture up of her doing, I think, like a deadlift, right? So it's like, okay, I'm assuming it was recent. Who knows? It could have been from a year and a half ago, you know, but I feel like you're not posting that stuff if you're not sort of on the verge of returning. I do hope that Thunder Rosa does come back. It would be nice to have a feud in the middle with Toni Storm. I think a lot of people really liked her. I think it would be good to have her back. It would be a shot in the arm for the division, and she would be like the face, I think, of the women's division on Collision too. Because let's not forget when that whole thing was going down with Collision and we had Andrade going in, she was also going into Tony Khan's locker room. So yeah, I don't hate that idea, Kate, but certainly Joe, Ryan, your thoughts, anybody?
I will say Thunder Rosa has been doing indie stuff. So it does look like she's not necessarily matches, but she's been getting involved in indie stuff, which to me would seem to indicate she's on her way back.
Okay.
And about her being on Collision, I just want to call out that the stage at Collision is just magnifique.
I heard that it is stunning.
Yeah, off air, because I don't want to, like, to the general public, but I'll send you pictures of a sneak peek at the Collision stage at some point. It's magnificent. Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's great.
Magnificent. The pageantry of the stage.
You barely even need the wrestling. You could just look at that stage the whole time.
True. You know, why don't they just have the wrestling somewhere else? Let us watch it on the stage, like projected on the giant screens.
100%. Who needs to run movie theaters for pay-per-views when you have that stage?
Seriously. All right, moving on to the next match of the night. There's only a couple left. We're going to say it's going to be our trios match of the night. Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne versus the Rated R Superstar, Adam Copeland, Darby Allin, and Sting. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal a gimmick, but we didn't plan it, and I can't see your face behind the thing, Kate.
It's okay.
So, obviously they've been sort of building this story. Sting is, you know, getting ready to wrap it up. So we don't need to rehash everything here, but I do think that we're gonna eventually break this all down, right? So it's gonna be Sting moving on from this, and Darby, hopefully somehow they come apart, and then that's his final match at Revolution. And then I also think that we have to get to a singles program with Christian and Adam Copeland. So there are a lot of stories that are set up to come out of this. It's just going to sort of depend on how this goes. Joe, let's get your take on this first. Who do you think is going to win?
I'm going to go with the face team of Darby and Adam Copeland and Sting. I think leading up to this match, I think Christian and his his gang have had the upper hand most of it. So I think it probably makes sense for Sting and Adam Copeland to get this win. And like you said, after this, they can break off into individual feuds.
Okay. Don't hate it. Ryan, what do you think here? Stroking his beard. Thinking. Still thinking. Okay.
Go to Kate. I want to pick the odd. I have a theory I'm playing out in my head, and I want to verbalize it a little better. So
go to Kate. Just want to steal her answer.
No, I'm not. I have something I'm thinking through. So just.
Well, we can't talk about spots. So what are you going to steal from me? You know what I mean? I'm actually going to go with the heels on the side, because I think you're trying to get to a Christian and Edge one-on-one match, and I think that's what gets set up here somehow. I also think that the heels realistically are so over with where Christian Cage is at right now. Very easy to say it would be the face side, though, especially with Sting and Adam Copeland on that side of the ring. Would make sense to give them the strong win, but I think you want to get from this trio's angle to a one-on-one Adam Copeland, Christian at World's End. I think that's the way to go here.
Ryan, I'll give you a little more time, because I'll go next. I'm also going to go heels here, because I think that is the way to set up some more of these stories that the hopeful stories that I sort of mentioned. But I'll say this, and this is not to try to win bonus points or anything like that. If somebody did not say the heels all need to be in matching turtlenecks and pants, because they are his daddy, and they're a family, even though it's a monster and a son, they all need to be matching head to toe. That's the way you do it. I'm hoping that they're wearing matching cut off turtlenecks and pants or shorts, doesn't matter, but they need to match.
If there's not a dinosaur and a mock turtleneck by the end of the night, I will be livid. I will be emailing Bleacher Report, Fight TV, and Tony Khan for my money back.
Oh my God. I'll go to Doc himself, and I'll just be like, Doc, nuke the app.
There it is.
So Ryan, we've given you some time. You've been stewing over there. We can see it. Let's hear it. What is your prediction?
The reason it's not like a wonderful idea. It's not like this grand elaborate plan. I've been internally debating, does anyone see Edge spearing Sting? Am I the only one seeing that? And then you have a Sting-Edge feud. Edge is friends with Christian again. And Sting and Edge is Sting's like big feud on his way out, I guess, prior to Darby? Or am I reading the room wrong?
No, I think that's very possible. It just feels early for me for that. I think you want to ride the Adam Copeland babyface wave a little bit longer. But if you want to turn him heel, Sting's the guy to do it on. So that's definitely a possibility.
I just couldn't figure out if it was too soon. So yeah, that makes sense.
But that could ultimately set you up for Sting and Adam Copeland at World's End. Like just for a really short thing to sort of get eyes, you know, with Sting on one more pay-per-view before Revolution.
Because they're going to want him at World's End. So yeah. Interesting. That was what I was stewing with, whether I wanted to suggest that or not, but I'm going to keep it. That's what's going to happen.
And so I'm sorry. So Sting, Adam Copeland.
So Christian's team wins because Copeland stings, spear Sting. And that starts the feud between Sting and Copeland. And then Copeland's friends with Edge and they make fun of everyone's dead parents.
He could sting the Stinger. I do like
that. That'd be even funny. I don't know how you do it, but I'd be funny if you found a way.
I would assume it would be like a spear, but at the last second you turn around and hit him with your butt.
Yeah, it's like that old, like Naomi used to do.
The rear view, yeah.
Yeah, you hit him with the rear view.
If it was Sean Spears, he could sting Spears instead of spear sting. I can talk.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm there. My brain. Oh God, a lot of Sting spear talk. All right, gang, we're into our main event, and there is a lot at play here. It's going to be the AEW World Championship match, MJF versus. I'm not even going to wait for anybody to do it. I'm just going to do the gimmick versus the Switchblade, Jay White. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of stories, right? So MJF had his belt stolen. We know that. All these people are coming for MJF. We know that. What we have discussed earlier was the fact that, is there going to be a mystery partner? Is it going to be Samoa Joe? Is it going to be somebody else? Is he not going to pick somebody? Plus, there's one other thing hanging out there we're going to talk about after this, sort of our predictions on the contract signing. Plus, there's the devil, the mystery devil. So this can go a ton of different ways. Ryan, since you were last in, you're going to be the first one that we're getting your prediction for here. How do you think this plays out? Any scenario you'd like to discuss?
MJF wins. That I think is a guarantee. As much as I love Switchblade, what he's been doing, it's still MJF's run. I don't think we get the devil. I don't. I think maybe the devil interferes. And I think the devil interferes for MJF to kind of like confuse everyone, but I don't think we get a reveal. I think MJF wins, and I still don't think we figure out who the devil is.
Okay. Joe, let's go to you. What do you think is going to happen here? Any scenario you would like to discuss?
MJF, just because, you know, the list of people challenging him. And I think the devil helps MJF retain. And then we'll have that whole denial thing of, you know, MJF's involvement with the devil. And yeah, I think that's about as far as I've thought about it. And my head is still spinning about the Sting and Spears and
Spears. Yeah.
So MJF.
Okay. Kate, how about you? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going Max here too, because I don't think you're setting up a Samoa Joe feud so strong if he is not a logical next challenger. But I do think we find out who the devil is, and I do think they come into play, because my guess is you have some sort of mini stable that's going to next take on Bullet Club Gold, which I think will be a whole bunch of fun. So I think that gets revealed here. I don't know if it's full-on interference, but I think it comes into play in some way.
So I also think MJF's going to win. much like everybody else, they've been setting up all of these programs for MJF. So I don't think you pull the belt off him to sort of put that all to rest for a time, right? I think we need to follow these stories through. The devil thing is interesting because from everything I've been seeing, the rumors are that the devil character and the stable are going to stay a stable. So the guys who beat up the Acclaimed in Black, they're wrestlers or talent, or there are even people who are saying they could be stand-ins for people who have yet to come to AEW, but that's going to be a group along with the devil. So I don't know if it gets revealed, but I also sort of think that somehow comes into play. Maybe it's something where, you know, Jay White is in trouble and he's calling for, you know, Bullet Club Gold to come out. They don't come out, and we find that they've been beat up by the devil, you know, the devil's backstage or whatever, right? And then that allows MJF for the win, much like Ryan said, you know, it's sort of, or you know, hey, I had nothing to do with that, you know, whatever, and now there's this whole thing going on. I don't know if it gets revealed, but I think they do come into play. And then I think we're on to Joe. But then I also think that Joe's got to deal with the devil. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's going to be sort of like a secondary storyline going throughout. He's got to survive to get to MJF. But I think, you know, I think we all have a feeling this is going to be the biggest match of the night, but there's a lot of potential on this card that we've already looked at, that you know, that could steal the show. Swerve, Orange Cassidy, John Moxley has potential. Sheeta, Timeless, Tony Storm has potential. I mean, there's a lot of good cards on this match. So as we mentioned before, that's the end of the card predictions, but we did mention on Wednesday night that they had announced that there is going to be a big signing for AEW, and excuse me, that will happen live at Full Gear. There will be a contract signing. So is going to be somebody showing up. It will be somebody who's respected. We threw a lot of names out there. I think maybe one or two of us sort of said, it's going to be this person, but we sort of wanted to marinate on it and give our predictions here. So what do we think? I want to throw this to Kate first, because Kate threw a bunch of names and ideas out there. I want to see if you've come to one final determination.
Sure. So going off of what, not to be a homer, but Fightful Select broke yesterday, they said it's not Mercedes Moné. I think if it's not Will Ospreay, it's a bust at that point then. The other names that are out there, Sami Callihan, Shibata would be cool, but I don't think it's warrants this level of an announcement. And I also don't know if you necessarily need him signed to have him continue working. But I think it's got to be Ospreay. Now, he did say after his Impact appearance that he was under contract until February, but it seems like New Japan doesn't necessarily stand in the way of things like that, especially with a promotion that they have a working relationship with. So got to be Ospreay, I would say.
Yeah, that would be big. And I agree with you on also like Sami Callihan. That's not big enough, right? But there was another name from the home team, Kate, like you said, Fightful. They reported the other day that Kenny King requested his release from Impact, and it was granted. Now, obviously, the news on the signing came out before that sort of news broke. But it's still, you know, it's still a possibility. That would mean that there was some sort of tampering going on. But I don't think Kenny King, I like Kenny King, he's not that big that I would sort of wait an announcement on it. But it is another name that's floating out there and could be somebody cool to show up. Maybe as part of the Devil Group. But let's go to Ryan next. Ryan, who do you put your final stamp on as the big signing?
I mean, again, we're going through big names. Just to say differently and to keep it spicy, I'll say Dolph.
Dolph, okay. Ryan's going Dolph. And that, I think, Ryan, Wednesday night you did say, you know, I that maybe you'd be interested in it being Dolph. So
he's one of the few WWE guys who has the name big enough to warrant an announcement.
and definitely respected by pretty much everyone, I think. Like, I don't think there's any people that are vehemently anti-Dolph. So that's a, a good call.
I mean, when the news of his release came out, it seemed like every wrestling talent who has crossed paths with Dolph Ziggler on Twitter put up stories of like how great he is. So, yeah, that could warrant the announcement. Joe, who do you want to stamp as your prediction for the big signing announcement?
Well, do I want to be different, or do I want to be have a shot at being right at least? That's a question. I'll
Dana go Brooke.
That's not bad.
Right? There's pull. No one said.
While I think what Kate said about Ospreay makes sense, especially if they can work that deal out with New Japan and they have that relationship already there established, that'd be great. That's who I probably would want of all the names available. But to be different and to probably be wrong, most likely to be wrong, I'll go with the one I said on Wednesday where I said Goldberg, because his name is floated out there. It's not going to happen. But then again, I didn't think Ric Flair would have a multi-year deal with him either. So, you know.
Well, very who true.
Who knows?
Very true. Well, I mean, I was about to put my stamp on Mercedes Moné just because all of the everything was sort of lining up correctly, right? It's LA. She was at All In, right? And you know, even though she wasn't able, they didn't want to put her on camera in a boot. Even if she's still in a boot, maybe it would be closer. She could sort of start to get more involved. But now all these reports are out saying it's not Mercedes, but they still plan to work with her. So it's not Mercedes. So I kind of lost that. It would, again, I'm not going to steal a pick here. I do think Kate's on the right track with Will Ospreay, because I think that of all the names, even though I like Dolph Ziggler, even though I understand what Joe's saying about Goldberg, and it's never going to be somebody like The Undertaker, who's a lifer for the other company, right? The biggest name out there, and the only reason I bring that up is because you always see people being like, imagine if The Undertaker or John Cena showed up. Like, that's never going to happen.
It's Brock Lesnar. Yeah.
Yeah, never going to happen. But Will Ospreay sets the world on fire, right? If you have Will Ospreay ahead of being released or ahead of his contract date, being allowed to be released and signed, that would set, I think, the wrestling world on fire, because he is arguably the next biggest free agent name out there. But again, I'm not going to steal the thunder. I will just go with Mustafa Ali, because he's another name, even though I don't think he's big enough to warrant this. He's a name that seems well respected in wrestling. Everybody sort of felt like he got the raw deal with the WWE and NXT, and he wanted to be released. They wouldn't release him. Then they used him. Then they sort of shelved him again. So that's going to be my pick, even though I don't think it's right. It's a name that I've seen floating out there. So we're going to go with it. But that is the end of this prediction show. And just so everybody knows, you can, if you're not planning on watching it, you probably should. You can see it on Bleacher Report, cable and satellite providers. It will also be in select movie theaters across the United States, select Dave and Buster's, and select Tom's locations. And then internationally, Fight by Triller, pay-per-view.com, YouTube, and Sky. So, man, guys, I'm super excited for this pay-per-view. I think there was a period here in the build where I was like, what are we going to do? Like, nothing was sort of announced and like there was nothing interesting going on. And then all of a sudden they sort of put it all together and I'm hooked. And that's not me being a homer, because we talk AEW. There are a lot of interesting stories going into, you know, the mix of this pay-per-view. So I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to talk about it on Wednesday nights when we're normally on the Mark Order podcast. Wednesday nights, 10:15 Eastern time, live on YouTube, and then shortly after on any podcast platforms. But before we wrap up, we want to make sure everybody gets their plugs in. Kate, I'll throw it to you first, because you always have the most stuff to plug.
Yes. very blessed to have that, but it's a lot to say. Sundays on Fightful Overbooked with Kate and Joel Collett in the ring whenever we can. Mondays on Fightful Select doing the Sour Graps post show, and Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays on the main channel at Fightful doing your NXT ROH when they actually have a working app, and SmackDown post shows there on the main channel Wednesdays whenever I can be here at the Mark Order podcast as well. And subscribe to my personal YouTube channel at Miss Kate Fabe on YouTube. I do This Week in Wrestling, and it's just under an hour week in wrestling rundown, as well as some other bonus content there. So check me out. I'm going to throw it to Ryan.
Joe, what do you want?
Oh, never mind.
My bad. Joe, what do you want to plug?
Yeah. Find me on social media at underscore Asian Joe. In my bios, I have a link to my cereal review blog. So read about random cereals.
Definitely check out Asian Joe. Give him a follow. Check out the blog. Ryan, what do you want to plug?
Follow us on our social and me on our socials at Mark Order Pod. And then follow my history blog here for history.com.
Awesome. Check out Ryan's blog. We always rag on him because we say it's revisionist. It's not. If you're a history buff, it's for you. I actually gave you a real plug there.
God, I know. But I still, you said the word. You said the word.
You can find me on X at Ant Money, on Instagram at AntMoney247. And of course, I want you to follow us at Mark Order Pod on X, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Thank you for watching us on YouTube. If you have not subscribed to us, please hit that subscribe button. We're trying to build our followers or our subscribers to 500. That's super important to us. If you're listening on podcast form, check us out on YouTube. But if you're listening, please make sure you're liking, subscribing, rating, reviewing. That also helps us out greatly. If you do have some dollars that you would like to spend on us, because I don't know, for some reason people want to, please feel free to check out our link tree and our social bios, and hit up our store on Pro Wrestling Tees, or just go to prowrestlingtees.com/markorderpod, or search the Mark Order podcast on Pro Wrestling Tees, and you'll find our store. There's a Black Friday sale happening now. My goodness, I forgot. There's a Black Friday sale happening now through the 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern, where you can save up to 50% off. No coupons needed. There are details at prowrestlingtees.com/Black Friday. But we have 4 shirts in our store. So as you're shopping for other stuff, pick one up, 2 front prints, 2 front and back prints. And the money you spend there comes back to us to help us put on this wonderful show. So we hope you guys had fun listening to our predictions. We will talk about the show on our regular Wednesday nights. Everybody on this stream, enjoy the pay-per-view. I'm sure we'll be texting back and forth and tweeting and doing all that stuff. And we'll talk to you guys on Wednesday night. Thanks for hanging and enjoy the show.
The Mark Order Podcast. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. Join the Mark Order.